As cases of COVID-19 climb across the country, up nearly 200% in the last 2 weeks, hospitals in some places are filling as well. Dr. Thomas Dobbs, Mississippi's state health officer, tweeted this week, "The fourth wave is here." At Houston Methodist Hospital in Texas, 184 COVID patients have been admitted. That's double the number from July 1st. Most of them are unvaccinated and infected with the Delta variant. But hospital physician and CEO Mark Boom says at least one hospitalization is a patient infected with the Lambda variant. That's a strain of this coronavirus that started in Peru and is now rampant in parts of South America. Dr. Boom joins us from Houston, and first, welcome back to Here and Now. But start with the Lambda variant. What do we know about it?
Well, the Lambda variant has taken over the country of Peru. What we don't understand yet is how it will compete with the Delta variant, which is the predominant variant now in the United States. At Houston Methodist, we sequence every patient who comes through, the genomes of each virus that we isolate. And we've seen now all the way up to 85% of our isolates are Delta, but now we've started seeing Lambda creep into the data as well. So we're watching that with interest and with concern. But the fundamental issue is that Delta is significantly out of control, and we're seeing a major surge in Houston and beyond.
Well, we want to talk about that, but just, you know, there are different variants around the world. In France, for instance, there's something called Beta. We're going to take that up at another time. But so now you have at least one Lambda. And we understand that a Chilean study of healthcare workers published last month found increased infectivity, according to the writing about that. So the concern is that these variants are more infectious, and the WHO classified it as a variant of interest. Just remind us what that means.
Basically means a variant that we're concerned enough about that may actually outcompete some of the others. I think the bottom line, whether you look at a Lambda that's happening in Peru and in South America, or you look at a Delta, which is happening in much of the rest of the world, it's clear that these are significantly more effective at spreading than previous ones that we saw. And we've seen an iteration of that time and time again throughout the pandemic. And this is what's catching up with us, frankly, because of lack of vaccination at this point and because of so many people still infected.
Right. It's allowing this virus to mutate. We'll talk about that. We understand most of the people you're admitting are unvaccinated. That's true in most hospitals across the country. What are they saying? People who either chose to not get vaccinated or just maybe couldn't, for whatever the reason, access?
The most common thing we'll hear is just significant regret that people missed their opportunity. They recognize and acknowledge that they had a moment in which they could have protected themselves, they could have protected loved ones, and now they're dealing with a disease, you know, many times they never thought they would get. We still remarkably see some people who, you know, regardless of that, still wouldn't have wanted to get vaccinated or still are skeptical about the illness. But most people express significant regret.
Texas, you know, has been struggling to get people vaccinated, ranking 38th out of 50 states with under 43% of the total population vaccinated. It also has two of the most infected counties in the country. That's Dimmitt and Karnes. Now, I said Mississippi's health officer says a fourth surge is there. Do you think it's in Texas as well?
Oh, no question. The kinds of increases we're seeing right now in Houston, which is actually on the much higher end of vaccination within the state, it's the fastest we've seen since last summer. It's actually going up more quickly than we saw for the winter surge. And it really turned on a dime. And so we're very, very concerned about what we've seen. You know, numbers now doubling in about a week. And every indicator, whether it's the percentage of people we're testing positive, the number of people that are positive, and now the number of people in the hospital, you know, we've really squandered our opportunity to push this down. And then we've let Delta come up and be an issue in the United States. And because of the unvaccinated population we still have, it is finding a foothold and finding a foothold very, very quickly.
Well, doctor, we know your staff is fully vaccinated. A judge dismissed a lawsuit from some of them that tried to block your vaccine mandate. So they are vaccinated. But look, more infectious variants, Delta, Lambda, maybe waiting in the wings. Are you even worried about your vaccinated staff? And how are they doing, knowing that they're facing yet another surge because they're vaccinated, but people coming in aren't?
You know, what I hear is resolve, because they are tough-minded individuals who know the right thing to do and are called to care for people. But I also hear frustration because there's this, you know, deep feeling that this is so avoidable, what we're dealing with now. And so it's very hard to see people, you know, day in, day out, the vast majority of whom are unvaccinated, now unfortunately struggling for breath, now unfortunately very ill. And we know across the United States about 9% death rate once people are admitted into the hospitals. And so, you know, every day we're looking at people that we know may pass away in the future within our walls. And that is something, of course, we always resolve to avoid. And so it's a tough time for those hospital employees. We're going to be doing everything we can to support them. But they're an amazing group of people who've done an incredible job now for, you know, virtually 18 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Hear, hear. That's Dr. Mark Boom, CEO at Houston Methodist Hospital. He also practices internal medicine. Dr. Boom, thank you, and best to you and your staff there.
Thank you so much. Thanks for telling this story. We got to get more people vaccinated. So thanks so much.